Bruce Edwin here. I'm speaking with Rachel Amadeo. Rachel, it's just a real pleasure to have you with us. I appreciate it. You were mentioning when you were in New York how you were just, you befriended this reporter, this woman who made friends with you, who basically got you on the guest list with Danceteria, and that opened up all these possibilities. What was that like being on this in the club scene back then? In New York.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, the Pyramids was kind of like a center of a kind of a scene also. It was like, that's where all the drag queens went, and that's where all the underground bands played. It wasn't like anywhere that the Ramones would play, or Willie DeVille, or, you know, like any of the, you know, Iggy Pop or those bands. But it was like, it was a group of people just below that, like the underground band, you know, like the band that I was in, Backing Bag, you know, that was, we would play at, I mean, we'd play at Danceteria and CBGB's too, but it was a slot, like a neighborhood slot more.
Wow. You know,
the Pyramid Lounge.
Yeah. And what year was this, pardon me?
1982.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so like there's a screenplay that that I just finished. Well, actually, I finished it years ago, but I keep rewriting it and freshening it up.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to. It's pretty solid at this point. You know, I don't really have to make any more changes.
Yeah,
but it's based on that whole time period. Like I worked at CBGB's in the daytime for Hilly.
You worked at CBGB's.
Yeah, but in the daytime, not at the bar at night. I worked for, I was kind of his girl gal Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, like I would like to organize his tape, you know, see people that came in, be there when people came in to do sound check, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I had the pleasure to go to CBGB's once before they closed back around, I can't remember the year. It was maybe around 2000. Before 9/11, just about 6 months before 9/11, actually. But I'm sure it had changed a lot, I imagine. But what was that just like being around that scene then?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, you just like, I mean, Hilly really liked the band that I played in. I was in a couple of bands at the time playing drums. I was in an all-girl band called Dots for a Line, and then I was in an all guy band called Backing Bag, and I was playing it simultaneously, both of these bands, but Hilly really liked the all-girl band, and he would just let me, we got, you know, access to, you know, getting gigs, you know, people would give their little pinky to play there.
That's awesome, yeah. Now, Backing Bag, and what was the other one you mentioned?
Dots for a Line. DASFURLINES. It was kind of like
Dots for Lines. Okay.
It was kind of like I would say it's kind of a gimmick band. It was kind of like a all girl punk polka.
Yeah.
Like we were like on Entertainment Tonight. We were like on Andy Warhol's 15 Minutes.
Really?
We were like in People Magazine.
Wow.
Like back then, we were kind of like, you know, and then we were kind of, even though we weren't really musically exceptional, we got a lot of attention because we were such a weird band. And then my lead singer got breast cancer and died, and then whole thing kind of fell through.
Yeah.
But anyway, in any given night, you just go to CBGB's and Joey Ramone would be shooting pool with, like, you know, Dee Dee, and then, you know, of course, like, all the great people would just, you know, fall in, you know, like, great bands, like, all different types of bands that you can imagine.
Yeah.
They would just come there to hang out and watch other bands.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know the, so much of the music I got into as a kid started out there, and some in London and some in LA, but so much more out of New York, I think. And that's amazing. So you were playing in these bands. Did you ever do vocals, or you were strictly on the drums?
No, I sang one song with Dots for a Line.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would play harmonica and drums for a couple of the songs. But
that's cool.
I'm not a singer really. But
were you touring a lot? Excuse me. Were you touring much, or just sticking around New York?
Yeah, we did like a southern tour. We did a Canadian tour once, wasn't paying the rent. I had jobs, to pull to, and that's why I liked working for Hilly, because then I could play clubs at night and do shows.
Yeah.
So that worked out pretty good.
Well, that's amazing.
I really got the feel and the whole vibe of what the East Village was really like back then, because I played in band. I played the first Wigstock. We were the only girls that played Wigstock, because my lead singer, she was very connected to the Pyramid, and the Pyramid drag queens are the ones that put Wigstock together.
Wow.
And so then we played in Tompkins. My very first show I ever played, actually, with Mackenbeck was in Tompkins Square Park. And they had a beautiful band shell there, which is now, they knocked it down because everything else, everything gets ruined eventually,
Yeah, exactly.
There could be some really fun, really fun stuff. And bands would always play in Tompkins Square Park back in the day. My really good friend Richard Edson, who was the original drummer for Sonic Youth.
Yes.
He also played with a band called Conk, which was a huge,
Yes, familiar.
They were huge in the city at the time. And Richard played with him too, and I remember going to, Tompkins Square Park, and going to Tompkins Square Park and seeing that band.
That's amazing.
Richard, I had no idea that it was the same person.
That's incredible.
That was Tom,
Yeah. And that's amazing. So, yeah, I mean, all the music so much I've loved and listened to, Sonic Youth and Thalia Zedek from Live Skull and, Polystyrene from, just all the punk scene. I mean, basically so much of it came out of there, and all these people you were hanging around. So it's really fascinating to me. Now, you started filmmaking, obviously. When did that come about and how did that happen? You started filmmaking and you included a lot of these people that we're talking about.
How did that happen? Me becoming a filmmaker, it was kind of a fluke in a weird way, because I was dating M. Henry Jones, who was my boyfriend at the time, and he was an animator, filmmaker. He had done all the Flesh Tones videos. Was a big band in New York City at the time.
Yeah.
He went to film school. Well, he had gone to School of Visual Arts with Peter Zaremba, who was the lead singer in the Flesh Tone. So they were buddies from college, and so that's how he ended up making his rock video. But Jack Smith, who was a renowned filmmaker that lived in the East Village.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Jack Smith. But anyway, we were, me and Henry was good friends with Jack, and we would have lunch with them occasionally. And I, after Jack died, I went to his memorial they had for him. And I was telling the story. The people would talk about Jack, and there was this really funny story about how I got him this cat, because he loved my cat, and then the cat that I got for him didn't work out. I was just telling the story. And after the memorial, Nick Zed came up to me.
Wow.
And he was talking to me, telling me how he really liked the story, and he thought that was really great. And then somehow we were talking, just chatting about stuff, and I said, I made a comment about one of his films that I really liked that had Rockets Red Glare in it, which
yes.
was a friend of ours, called Police State.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I said, for some reason, I said to Nick, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a film. He's like, oh, you are? And I'm like, yeah. Because I was kind of like, and that's the way I started playing drums. I was just like, oh, I'm just going to play drums, you know? I wasn't like ever afraid of anything. To me, anything could be possible, you know?
Yes.
So he said, well, if you make a movie, I'd like to be in it. I said, oh, okay, that's
Nick
great.
Nick said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I'm walking home with Henry, my boyfriend, who's, you know, was my lifetime partner until he recently passed.
Sorry to
I said to Henry, I'm like, Henry, I have to make a movie. He's like, oh, really? Why, Dave? I said, because I just told Nick that I'm going to. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, let's do it. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? And then the next day, I was like sitting in the park, and I was like, wow, you know, like I got to come up with kind of an idea for a movie. You know, once I get my mindset on something, I'm like, okay, that's my next endeavor, you know?
Nice.
And Henry was a cinematographer, an animator, so I knew whatever I wanted to do that he would help me and make sure it happened.
Cool.
And that, we were pretty, you know, like pretty solid relationship.
Yeah.
And long story short on that, there was this homeless encampment going on in Tompkins Square Park. Everybody started living in it because there was just nowhere to live, and it was like a homeless situation going on.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about my brother. I talked to a few people that were in the park. I said, oh, you know, how did you end up here? What's your story, kind of thing? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, Vietnam veteran and
blah,
blah, blah. When I got back from the war, you know, no one really, you know, there was no help for me. Just like, kind of like a sad story. And I thought to myself, you know, and I thought about my brother being a Vietnam veteran. So
oh, really? Yeah.
So I thought to myself, well, I'll write a story about, you know, a couple living in New York, a couple living in Tompkins Square Park.
Yeah.
One being the veteran and the other one just becoming homeless, and I didn't know how she was going to become homeless.
Interesting.
I started out with like the middle of the movie. You know,
yeah.
couple living in Tompkins Square Park. So then I came up with this idea that they would get in a fight. Because he drinks all the time because to forget about his miserable life, and they get in a fight, and I thought I'd have Nick Zed be the third. I asked Richard Edson, who was my roommate at the time, if he would play my boyfriend, and he's like, sure, why not, kind of thing. And then I got Nick Zed to play the third guy, and I was like, I get in the fight with Richard, who's my boyfriend, and then we get into this argument, and then I go and leave with the vet.
Yeah.
And go and stay with him for a while until I recoup from my fight with my other boyfriend. So anyway, we've shot for a couple of days, and the scenes were so beautiful. And they came out so good.
They were.
We did the improv-ing. I gave the people a situation instead of lines. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It just came off so well that we're like, wow, we should just keep adding more to this kind of thing. So that's what happened. I just kind of started writing it like adding to a soap opera.
Interesting.
Yeah, back then, there was soap operas in New York, and each week there would be like something new that happened in the soap opera. So I'm like, well, each week I'll just add to this story.
That's amazing. Rachel, please hold the line. Need to take a quick break.